Mexico's capital, Mexico City, is home to nearly 9 million people. Make that 21 million for the whole metro area. Traffic-wise, it's a huge congested mess. It can take hours to get around, especially during rush hour. One solution that's catching on? Bicycles. The World's Jason Margolis reports from Mexico City.
When I told people in Mexico City that I wanted to go cycling, they offered a strong word of caution.
It's really scary. It's just like a, you know what, I'm going to walk.
Ulises Escamilla, my interpreter in Mexico, offered a common perspective from non-cyclists. For active cyclists, though, the city isn't nearly so scary. Every week, about 200 people go on a four-hour ride through the city. They call themselves the Bicitecas. Iván Sandoval heads the group. He says, call me El Guajo.
Guajo. Guajo como de turkey?
His friends say he looks like a turkey. Go online and judge for yourself at PRI.org. The Bicitecas ride in a pack for fun and also to raise the profile of cycling. El Guajo says we're trying to create a more human city to promote non-motorized transport. He tells me about a new commuting contest here between a car, public transport, a motorcycle, and a bicycle.
Es como para demostrar qué tan rápida es la bicicleta.
He says we do it to show how fast the bike is. The bike always wins. The Bicitecas aren't saying Mexico City is cycling nirvana. They mark cycling deaths here by putting up ghost bikes, bike frames painted white, memorials for killed riders. Last year, they built two. Tragic, but still a very low number for a megacity. It's worth noting, the Bicitecas also ride at night when it's safer. Monica Martinez, on the night ride, says drivers still act like they own the road.
Taxis get angry. Yes.
She says average drivers aren't much better. You don't need to pass an exam to get a license in Mexico City. Testing was corrupt, so they did away with it. Despite it all, Martinez rides 6 miles round trip each day to work.
I use the ciclopista, the ciclovía, the lane special for bicycles.
Concrete dividers separate bike lanes from cars. The city now has nearly 40 miles of these lanes and plans for more. I gotta say, when I was cycling in a lane, I felt really safe and relaxed. I cycle to work in Boston. We have a lot of bike lanes, but in Boston, cyclists are separated by a line of paint. Those physical dividers in Mexico City put me much more at ease. Tanya Mueller-Garcia, Minister of the Environment for Mexico City, says the city's bike infrastructure was modeled on Copenhagen, arguably the most bike-friendly city in the world.
I think that has been a huge impulse to attract new trips. Why? Because the cyclists are really convinced that this space is for them.
It's also good exercise, and cycling cuts down on smog and greenhouse gases. But, there's always a but, just how practical is cycling in Mexico City? The place is huge.
It's very effective for short trips. No, in average, 50% of our trips that we all do on a daily basis, they're 8 kilometers or less.
That's about 5 miles. Sometimes, though, there's not a bike lane where you're going. Riding with the sharks, that's unsettling in any big city, especially if you're not an experienced cyclist. Most people in Mexico City aren't. My interpreter, Ulises Escamilla, hadn't cycled in 25 years. I kind of cajoled him into cycling a few miles with me to check out the scene.
I feel really, really rusty, and I don't feel like I have control of the bike.
He's typical of many raised here. Mexico City residents just don't bike that much, even as kids. Bicycling enthusiasts are aware of this. Each Sunday, El Paseo de la Reforma is closed off, transformed from a traffic-clogged artery to a pleasant place to ride a bike, or just sit on one. Adults, like 41-year-old Angelica, who was too embarrassed to give her last name, are pedaling backwards while an instructor holds the handlebars.
No aprendí.
Angelica says she never learned as a little girl.
No tanto como un medio de transporte.
She says she doesn't want to be a cycle commuter. She just wants to ride with friends. She might say that now. Tanya Mueller in the mayor's office says the hope is that once the Sunday riders see how fast, safe, and fun biking can be, many of them will end up ditching the car during the week as well. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Mexico City.